Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm JR, and I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the JR Sport Brief show because I am JR. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you for listening right now. We got a lot to do. We've done a lot because I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, Monday through Friday. So whether you're in Boise or San Diego or Chicago or Birmingham, you could be anywhere. I'm going to be here. Feel free to call me, 855-212-4CBS. You can feel free to message me. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Knock yourself out. We've talked about Shohei Ohtani. What's in store for his future? I don't think it's the East Coast. I think he's just going to go up the road to the Dodgers. We've talked about Juan Soto. What's in store for him? I don't think nothing. I think he stays in San Diego. Why would they get rid of him and they got another year of control with him? I wouldn't move him. I told you I have some good news for everybody out in the Phoenix area. Hopefully this is something that spreads across the United States of America. I would hope so. As we continue on with the show, I also told you Charles Barkley had some words. We had a caller who sounded like he had a few beers on a Friday night. If you're having a couple of beers or a couple of drinks, just do us all a favor. Do it safely. Not just for yourself, but do it safely for others. Don't get behind a wheel and drive, okay? Call an Uber. Anyway, 2 more hours here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Shep, super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And as we continue on, I'm going to tell you the good news that I hope is a trend coming out of Arizona. I want to share with you some commentary surrounding drinking from Charles Barkley. Somebody set a record tonight. The WNBA Skills Challenge. WNBA All-Star Game is tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Shout-outs to everybody listening in Vegas. And so we have so much more to do. The Tennessee Volunteers fined $8 million. And just, there's always something going on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let me get the Charles Barkley thing out the way first. Because it's vulgar. People love vulgarity. Charles Barkley was in Lake Tahoe. Beautiful. I love Lake Tahoe. Very nice place. And he was up there at a celebrity golf tournament. And he probably had a few beers. Like the caller, the guy who called us at the end of last break. And Charles Barkley took this opportunity to express himself and to express support for individuals who are a part of the LGBTQ community. I'm sure there are more letters that I'm missing. My apologies. I don't know them all. But Charles Barkley wanted to let them know that he was in their corner, that he supported them, especially while he was drinking. Now, what does this have to do with alcohol? Well, Charles Barkley, he had beer there. There's a big old Bud Light sign behind him. I'm sure by now you've heard about Bud Light, and Bud Light, I guess, has been canceled because a transgender individual had a can and it upset people, and Chris Rock is shooting beer cans, and Bud Light is ruining America and shoving it down people's throats. So however you feel about that is your choice and up to you. But me, I don't care what anybody else does. I don't. Whatever you do, as long as you ain't hurting yourself or nobody else, I could care less. And so I think Charles Barkley feels the same way. And so Charles Barkley is on the stage, and I will kind of fill in some blanks here. He says, I want y'all to drink this bleeping beer. He's talking about Bud Light. I want y'all to drink this bleeping beer. I got 3 cases of Bud Light. And then Charles Barkley continued on. Take a listen to this.
I want to say this. If you're gay and transgender, I love you. Hey, and if anybody gives you, you tell them Charles said you.
Straightforward message. Shep, did you get the message pretty clear, right?
No. What do you mean?
Yeah, he was very clear. Let's hear it again.
I want to say this. If you're gay and transgender, I love you. Hey, and if anybody gives you, you tell them Charles said you.
Yeah, well, listen. I'm sure that's not the first time Charles Barkley's uttered those words to someone. Yeah, I feel the same way. Don't care what anybody does. I'm not concerned about anybody, you know, doing anything to me or my kids. No big deal by me. I drink a Bud Light right now if there was one in front of me.
JR, you were talking about this yesterday. He's one of the most intelligent, most entertaining, fun-hearted people we would ever come across in our entire lives. Yeah. Does he need to double down on the vulgarity? Really?
Well, there's a difference between LeBron James in an award show and Charles Barkley in a bar with Bud Light. If when you want to talk about and being in a bar, like he wasn't on national television going, hey, F you, in a bar, having beer, talking about beer. That was for emphasis, man. Come on. What other point are you supposed to be vulgar? While drinking a beer in a bar?
But
yeah, go for it.
Sure, but JR, it's such a beautiful message.
It is a beautiful message, so let's play it again. Play it, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to say this. If you're gay and transgender, I love you. Hey, and if anybody gives you, you tell them Charles said you.
Yeah, no better emphasis, Shep. Yeah, why not? It is a beautiful message, and sometimes a beautiful message needs an exclamation point.
It's just Charles Barkley. Isn't that the next exclamation point enough?
No.
Okay.
No. Certain people, there's only a few things they understand.
All right, we're not playing it again, are we?
Yeah, play it again.
Okay.
I want to say this. If you're gay and transgender, I love you. Hey, and if anybody gives you, you tell them Charles said you.
Yeah, that was the last one. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
The GOAT. How you doing today, brother?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Not too bad, man. I respect Charles Barkley, man. I like him a lot. I remember him talking about the big old women in San Antonio.
Surprised you didn't bring that up. The big old women in San Antonio?
Yep.
With the churros?
Yeah, the churro eating and the creek, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Muddy Creek. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's great what he says. Yep.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. Yeah, besides that, I want to talk about the Sox, man.
You going to San Antonio? Yeah. Oh. What? At least we know
Stop.
At least we know, boy.
What's he going to do in San Antonio, Chuck?
Tell you what, if he have any kids down.
No. So you're into this one now, huh? You're into this one now.
Tell you what, if Shaq go down there and be the woman to have a baby, they're going to be the biggest kids in the world.
I love Chuck, man. I love Chuck.
Hey, have you been to San Antonio?
I don't plan on any time soon.
Okay, good. Keep going, Vlad.
Yeah, man. I love Chuck, but I want to talk about the Sox, man. What do I do, man? I'm tired of seeing them lose and the injuries and stuff, man. I don't know what to do as a fan. After today's game, I don't know what to do, man. What do I do, JR?
Oh, but they got smoked by the Braves, 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you can do is not watch the White Sox. Like, why would you torture yourself? They're wasting your time right now.
You know, man, I'm just I you know, I believe the South Side. And I stick by it, but I just – Rick Hahn's got to go, and Jay Reinsdorf's got to sell it, man. It's just something's got to give. I might as well
who's he going to sell? Man. Who's he going to sell a team to? Who's in Chicago? Who are you going to sell a team to?
Chance the Rapper.
How much money does he have? Not enough?
He'll find a way. He's Chicago's hero. Jerry's got to go.
All right. Well, good luck on that one. He going to sell the Bulls, too, while he's at it?
I'm not a Bulls fan, so they don't mean anything to me.
What's your basketball team?
I'm a Celtics fan. You know that.
Oh, I forget. You like the Celtics? Do you like Kristaps Porzingis on the Celtics?
I wasn't a big fan of it, but me and Shep talked about this. I wasn't a big fan of Marcus Smart leaving, but hey, NBA is a business, you know? You got to deal with it.
Yeah. Make money, take money. Hey, Vlad, just save yourself some pain. Quit on the Sox until next year, okay?
If I get a JR Sport B shirt, I think I'll feel much better.
Soon. I've been saying that for a while, but soon, okay, Vlad?
All right. Peace out, brother. Have a good one.
Thank you. Be well. Shout-outs to Vlad for calling from Illinois. Celtics fan in Chicago that likes the White Sox? That was peculiar. Very peculiar. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me get to some good news here. I told you I had good news for people in the Phoenix metropolitan area. If you're a fan of the Phoenix Suns, and dare I say, let me go further than that. If you're also a fan of the Phoenix Mercury, the WNBA team, since Bally Sports has basically gone bankrupt here, they don't have the rights to broadcast the Phoenix Suns games. Fans in Arizona, in the Phoenix metropolitan area, if you fall in the area where you get Suns games, you can watch them for free. You will be able to watch them for free on broadcast television and streaming online. I feel like I went back in a time warp. Gray Television is going to broadcast these Suns games over the air. I am not saying anything out of turn. I think we all know, if you're listening to me right now, you're a sports fan, you watch sports, you have almost been forced some way, shape, or form. If you're not listening on the radio, as you are now, if you want to watch these games, outside of the NFL, you want to watch baseball, you better have cable. You want to watch basketball, you better have cable. And sure, yeah, now you can buy streaming, and we've gone to a place where you can purchase streaming rights locally via a Bally or the team. But there used to be a point in time where you could sit down and watch a sporting event almost the majority of the season over the air. And then cable said, nope, to hell with that. We're going to make you pay for it. And so now that Bally Sports has basically bitten the dust, I hope what we have with the Phoenix Suns, I hope it spreads across the country. I hope the Phoenix Suns make plenty of money. Okay, sure, Bally Sports isn't able to pay their bills, not able to pay the team. But man, when you're on broadcast television, you have a much wider reach. You reach everybody. All you need is an antenna. You don't need to be paying a bill. Man, I probably wouldn't be paying, and I don't have cable anymore, but I wouldn't be paying for half the crap I did if I could just turn on a television and boom, the local teams are right there. I hope this is ridiculously successful. I hope that the Phoenix Suns, I hope their ratings go up. I hope they have a wider reach. I hope their sponsors are impressed. I hope they make more money. I hope this is a successful business model so other teams get on board. There should be no reason why, I don't know, the New York Yankees aren't on broadcast television in New York for everybody to watch. So somebody's grandma doesn't have to figure out stupid-ass Amazon, whatever it is, to watch a ball game. That's some little kid who can't afford streaming or whatever the case might be, who needs that $15, $20, $30 a month that they can just watch a ball game. This is the greatest gift to fans. Maybe baseball will actually fall in line and do so. It's like less and less games over the past 20, 25 years are just on broadcast television. I'm talking about local games. Not the Saturday game of the week, not Sunday evening this or Saturday afternoon that, Sunday night this. I'm talking about the local teams. I think market to market, you might only find or have, feels like a shrinking amount, 20 games out of a baseball season, 20, 25 games on local TV. Maybe it's only on Sunday. Enough of that crap. Put all sports on broadcast television and get the Bally Sports of the world, get them the hell up on out of here. Good for them going out of business. Let people consume sports. Going to the games, it's expensive enough. Going to park, expensive enough. Eating a dry-ass hot dog, expensive enough. Giving me a watered-down beer, expensive enough. At least the minimum that you could do. Grow your fan base. Make more money with the sponsors. Put the games on broadcast television. Let's throw it back. Cable model is dead. DOA. Put the games over the air for free. And then if you want, yeah, if people want to travel and move, if they want to stream and put it on their phone, yeah, let them pay for that. Shout-outs to the Phoenix Suns, Matt Ishbia, great television group, the Phoenix Suns, and the Phoenix Mercury. Seems like we're going back in time. 70 games. 70 games to be broadcast over the air. That's a throwback. We need more of that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wouldn't that be great? Like, what do you think about that? And how does it work where you live? Can you watch your local team over the air? The answer is probably no. I hope you can. I hope this trend continues on. And I hope it spreads all over America. You can watch NFL games over the air. Come on. I know it's a limited selection. We should have baseball. We should have basketball. We should have hockey available just over an antenna. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. You're the man for nighttime radio. Enjoy listening to you every night, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Good news for fans of the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. Their games are going to be broadcast over the air. Yeah, when is the last time you heard that? You may not even know what the hell I'm talking about if you're a certain age. When I say over the air, no cable. Turn on a television antenna, there it is. Boom, Phoenix Suns. You don't have to pay. You don't need cable. You can still stream. It's an option. And for a long time, that's how sports used to be until they realized, hey, we can put this behind the wall. We can put this on cable and make them pay. Hey, you want to watch the, I don't know, Chicago Bulls? Hey, you got to pay WGN. Hey, you want to watch the, I don't know, fill in the blank. Let's see. Watch the Texas Rangers? You better go to Bally Sports Southwest. You want to watch this? NBC, Chicago, you got to pay. MSG Network, yes, you got to pay for these things. Now that Bally Sports has basically hit the skids, not able to pay their bills, they're putting the games on local Arizona TV stations. I love it. More people are going to be able to watch the games. According to the team, the Suns say, instead of having around, I don't know, an audience of 800,000 people, a little less than a million, they're going to reach almost 3 million households. Good. I hope it works. I hope the business model works. I hope more people watch. I hope they make more money off of sponsorship. Get the money from sponsors instead of making people pay for it. And if you want to stream the game so you have it on your phone, your tablet, whatever, great. But I love the idea of sports being free because they all make enough money. And if you're not going to make it on cable anymore because it's going out of business and you don't want to get it on streaming, make up the money, man. Be fan-friendly for once. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I hope this works out for the Suns and the Mercury. And I hope other teams and other cities follow suit. Kevin is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, first of all, brother, I want to tell you, man, I really, really, just from my heart, really enjoy your show, bro. I'm a hardcore sports fan, and I can tell you a very genuine person and stuff, man. And I just want to give you some flowers, my brothers. We don't give each other flowers enough, but I just want to give you flowers, brother. You know, but I'm just sitting down here in my home here in Indianapolis, just getting off work, man. I'm a sports fan. I go back to days. Remember Saturday, we used to sit around, wait for Wide Wars with sports, yeah. wait for the guy on the
game of the week
to fall off, George Foreman fight, Leonard's fights. But I'm at the stage in my life, JR, money's not an option. If I want to watch it, I pay for it. Now, I'm here in Indianapolis. I love coming to my house, 12 o'clock here, turning on my TV, my Bally Sports, watching local California high school football. I love it. St. John's Boscos, Modern Day, all those schools, man. I love to turn on my TV because those are the guys who we're going to see later. Or watching the teams in Florida, like the Booker T, what is that other school in Fort Lauderdale, or my schools down in Texas. I love turning on the Bally Sports. And I will pay for it. So how am I going to watch it this year? My Sunday ticket package. I don't care who has it. Whoever have it, that's what I'm going with. I got to go with YouTube TV this year. And
yeah,
so,
but I think it's an option. The beauty of technology now is that, yeah, you can watch wherever, however. I probably pay for just about everything. You know,
right.
If there's a game on, I have a way to watch it, and for the most part, I do, except for Apple TV. I ain't giving them no more money. The fact is, when it comes down to your local sports, that at minimum, the business model should exist where it's free. You're in Indianapolis, who do you have to pay to, or who takes the money? Who distributes the Pacers?
Well, that's a good question, man. Because they come on at Bally Sports.
Yeah,
they do,
but you know what?
They do.
Wouldn't it be awesome if the Indiana Pacers weren't on Bally? If you could just turn on your TV and they broadcast over the air.
Correct. So yeah. How am I going to watch this? Is anyone down the pipeline, you and some buddies, y'all kicking in some money together or calling me up, man, we're going to kick in? How are we going to – who's going to take over this new entity? Or is
no, but that's the point. It's not about – hopefully no one takes over the entity. What is likely to happen is that the leagues and the teams are going to control their own distribution. That's what's likely going to happen because we know – Cable is not going backwards, okay? We ain't going back in time to have you put a coax in the back of your TV. Those days are over, which is why we have plenty of people who still have cable, but as we continue to move forward, cable is not the wave. Everything is going to come in, as you know, via streaming, via the
right.
internet, via
I
a
do
connection.
Stream my
hold
cable.
On,
I
hold
do...
on, Kevin. Listen, I'm explaining. Not just to you, but for a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming is not going anywhere. And so when you ask who's taking over for Bally, nobody. The teams and the leagues will have control of the distribution. I'd be shocked if a new company comes along. Now, having said that, televisions still exist. A lot of people still watch their games, their local teams, on a television set. A lot of television sets, most of them, still have access, even newer TVs, straight to an antenna. So what the Phoenix Suns have done, they have said, screw that. We're not going to have a quote-unquote replacement for Bally Sports. We're going to treat this like it's 1970, and you're going to watch the game over the air through your TV set. And if you should choose to stream, if you want to watch the Phoenix Suns on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, so you can do it at work or on the road, outside, at school, you can. That's what the Suns are doing, and I think it's a beautiful thing, especially for people local. Does that make a little bit more sense?
That makes sense, brother. You know, Perfect. JR, you always make sense of things.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
But hey, but can I ask one more question too, JR?
Quickly,
why,
yes.
Why there's no NFL games in true, real 4K? I mean, they was pushing that USL. I turn on my streaming devices. I can pull up the USFL.
4K is down the line, bro. That like so. Here's something else. Everything that comes into your house, I'm sure as you know, whether it comes in your house or it comes in through your phone, it's data. It's data. Okay, and that's a lot of data. A lot of what already comes into your house gets compressed down. Just so it can get served. Otherwise, it'd be too much. So we haven't reached that point. Just sooner than later, Kevin. Don't rush it, okay?
Okay, man. So I'm just going to look at my nice little...
Listen, the sweat... The sweats... Listen, man, it's 2023. You know what TV used to look like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't... can it... You want it to be better than what it is? I'm not complaining.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't go out and buy this nice little 83-inch OLED TV for nothing. Just to sit up on my wall, it looks beautiful like it is.
Okay.
But when it's shining, brother.
Well, okay.
I love you, brother.
Thank
Let me
you,
go
Kevin.
Out here and finish making some money.
Go get it. Thank you, Kevin. Listen, if television doesn't improve in the next 30, 40 years, I'm good with it. Like, how much more do we need? We going to have 3D TV? Like, that's what's going to be next? I'm good. Like, TV has changed enough even in my lifetime where I'm just like, look, I don't need to see any more sweat. I don't need to see the pores on anybody's face. I'm good. 855-212-4CBS. Aaron is calling from Athens, right down the road from me here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, I just wanted to, first time listening, just wanted to call in and say thanks for spreading the Charles Barkley video. On non-binary day, I identify as non-binary, which is
okay.
Pretty weird for a sports fan, I think.
Okay.
But I'm a huge Braves fan.
Nice.
So,
for anyone who's not familiar, what was it? Friday or Saturday's non-binary day? Which one is it?
Well, 15 minutes ago it was non-binary day.
Ah, so Saturday on the East Coast, so Saturday in general. For anyone who's not familiar, what's non-binary?
It just means that, my gender is a spectrum. Like, sometimes I feel more feminine, sometimes I feel more masculine, you know?
Okay. Hey, listen, man, you got options. It sounds cool to me.
Hey.
that's how I...
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's keeping your options up.
No, I'm not mad at you. Hey, what'd you say about them Braves?
Hey, man, they're putting in the work right now.
Yes, World Series.
I kind of expected them to falter off the All-Star break a little bit, but they came out swinging.
What do you think? They're the New York Mets here. They're not going to choke. They're going to go to the NLCS.
Oh yeah, so all the way, baby. No more Atlanta sports curse. We're taking this one to the house.
Yeah, maybe they'll rub off on the Falcons, and maybe they'll also rub off on the Hawks. But who am I fooling, right?
I don't know. I just feel Braves are playing a different game, man. It's like they're playing on easy mode with all the trades turned off.
Yeah, no, the Braves are the best team. Yeah, the Braves are the best team in baseball right now. Hopefully they can – I don't expect them to maintain a 120-plus game pace. But, listen, they should be doing some damage and competing for another championship. Hey, Aaron, thank you for calling up, man. Holler anytime.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. Have a good weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Let's get in another call before the break. Joe from Cleveland, what's up?
Hey, JR, how you doing, buddy?
Excellent.
Hey, I'm doing excellent, too. I gotta tell you, when I was a little kid and I watched TV, we used to go to the park and play baseball. We'd play football in the park, but every Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, I had to be home to watch the NHL game on TV because I was infatuated with hockey. And they had a game on every Sunday, and these are the old-timers, you know, Guy Lafleur and Bobby Orr and all these type of people. They inspired me to play hockey. I played it for 30 years.
Wow.
And it was great. And I've been down to Atlanta down there, and I sold T-shirts for where they won four straight, I think, back then, Bobby Cox. And they put a pinch hitter in there in the ninth inning against Pittsburgh Pirates. His name was Francisco Cabrera. He had a 3-2 count in the bottom of the ninth with runners on the bases. And I think he hit the shot heard around the world because he cleared the bases and won the game, put him into the World Series. For the last time.
Yeah, was that the last time you were here?
Pardon me?
Was that the last time you were here?
No, my sister lives in Woodstock, but...
Oh, okay. All
right. But I'm just saying, no, I was down there when it happened, and I could walk out of my motel room, and you could hear the whole town cheer, and I was staying in Marietta, and you could hear the cheer to Marietta when that happened.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit closer to where the stadium is. Now, have you been to the new one yet?
No, but I'm just saying to you that back in the day, back then, when that happened, it was like the shot hit around the world because it was 3-2 count. Everyone's wondering why Bobby Cox put this pinch hitter in there. Yeah, 3-2 count on him. And one pitch away, and I was on my way to Pittsburgh, but I was selling sportswear down there. But anyway, I got to walk into my motel room and go to sleep for the night.
Okay. Have some fun, Joe.
Hey,
have a good night.
You have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I interrupted him from walking into his hotel room. My bad. He called me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the WNBA. Well, not the All-Star game. I'm going to tell you about a record that was broken tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I talked to you a number of months ago when you were on FBN on a Saturday afternoon, and I really do enjoy your style, and you get the audience thinking.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to be on the air tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern, in New York City. Shout outs to everybody in New York. Earlier on the show, I said New York is an overrated sports town, and I could tell them about it tomorrow, live in New York. If you're not in New York City, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. If you need more JR, I'll be on a radio in New York City, WFAN New York, 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's what I do on Saturdays. Yeah, I'm here 5 nights a week, and Saturdays I'm on the fan. Good for me. Anyway. We talked about all the great things going on in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix Suns going to be on broadcast television. Said, screw this whole cable crap. I love it. Good for them. And then I also told you tonight, speaking of the desert and out west, and damn it, I saw this. It's, Shep, I think tomorrow in Vegas or today it was 117 degrees. You see that?
That's it.
Well, it's a record, man.
I was being sarcastic, yeah.
No, I thought, I've been out there. It's like, hey, it's 113 degrees. And I'm right. Like, okay, it's fine, but a record of 117? I can do it. I'd go run outside. I would. I'd go for a quick jog.
You and me both.
Yeah, I'd go for a jog. I don't know how far I'd get, but I'd go for it.
As long as you're hydrated, you'd be able to last a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Just try to push my limits while I'm still able to, you know? Anyway, speaking of pushing limits, for everyone who's interested, I know we talked about All-Star ratings earlier in the week. Maybe we did that yesterday. The WNBA All-Star game takes place on Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And ahead of the WNBA All-Star game, just like the NBA, they have skills competitions. And tonight there was a skills competition that took place, or this afternoon, I should say. And Sabrina Ionescu, who happens to play for the New York Liberty, which plays in Brooklyn, New York, she's an All-Star. She set a record tonight. The most threes made ever in the history of the three-point shootout. It doesn't matter if it's the NBA or the WNBA, Steph Curry and Tyrese Halliburton, at one point, they both had 31 made threes out of 40 shots. Well, tonight, Sabrina Ionescu, she had 37 out of 40. That's ridiculous. At one point, she made 20 straight shots. Listen to this. This was on ESPN.
Ionescu had a big first round with 26. Wickham at 28.
Gosh, it looks so easy,
it
Ryan.
It does. Well, one of the things Sabrina's talked about shooting this year for the Liberty is she's never had this many open shots before in her career. Obviously, Breanna Stewart creates that gravity, and it's created a lot of practice for shots like that. She just cashed in on the entire money ball rack and the starry ball. Sabrina Ionescu is putting up a monster final round. Wow! She cannot miss. Whoa! Sabrina Ionescu, my goodness! Ionescu on fire! This is ridiculous! Has this arena buzzing?
Oh, she was lighting it up. Now, I understand this. Not the same, well, the court is the same size, but the three-point line is a little bit different. The WNBA basically plays an inch further in from the three-point line, but still pretty impressive. I mean, nobody's to knock down 37 of 43s? Like, that's nuts. I'm sure Steph Curry could just go out there and be perfect from that range, but that's impressive nonetheless. Hey, Shep, how many NBA threes you think you could knock down consecutively?
Oof. First try? Like, do I get a week of practice?
I don't know. Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. On a good day from where Sabrina was shooting from, I would say five in a row. I mean, what she did was incredible.
From the corner, I could knock down a few in a row.
Right.
From the top, I'd be lucky to knock down, I guess, two or three. After that, forget about it. I'm screwed. 20 straight threes? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In all the word, congratulations to her. I know there's going to be people who crap on it. WNBA, that's impressive.
That's just trolls. If they're crapping on 20 in a row, you got to get a life. I mean, that 20 in a row anywhere is amazing.
20 shots anywhere, yeah. I had 20 layups in a row. I could do that easy.
That's not a shot, but yes.
A layup is not a shot? Then what is it?
It's a score.
A layup is a score, not a shot?
No. I mean, okay, so technically speaking, if I look at a box score, it's going to say a field goal attempt, but you and I both know, JR, it's disrespectful to your game to say that's a JR shot. It's just
What if Victor Wembanyama's standing there? It's not a shot then?
Well, if you got a 7'5" guy with an 8-foot wingspan with his hand out trying to guard you, we can quantify that as a shot. That's fair.
Yeah. I'll pretend. Let's pretend that Victor Wembanyama is standing there. Hey, go watch the WNBA All-Star Game, folks. It's 8:30 on Saturday night. Enjoy it. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is calling from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing tonight, man?
What it is? I'm great.
Not much, man. Yo, so first off, man, WNBA, NBA, AAU, YMCA ball. Dude, 20 in a row is impressive. Got to show some love and respect for that.
That's right.
Now, you were talking about cable earlier, right? Dying in 30 or 40 years. Dude, if it does, I do not care because my Xfinity cable service from my box, I get the game quicker on my ESPN app on my iPhone than I do my actual cable service. And
wow. Yeah.
Back in the day, that was not a thing, man. So I don't understand where the whole, you know, disconnect with that is. But as far as I'm concerned, like, I pay for way too many, you know, streaming services that I shouldn't. But Apple TV, they're never getting any more of my money, ever.
Well, have you used a Sunday Ticket?
So Sunday Ticket, I believe, isn't that associated with YouTube TV now?
Well, this upcoming season, but it was with DirecTV.
And yeah, that was... so back when I, probably about 5 years ago, I had AT&T for 1 year just so I could have DirecTV or the streaming or Sunday Ticket. It came with it for the year, and then I got rid of it after that. But
let me tell you, during the last couple of years, especially as the world has moved forward and DirecTV has kind of just disappeared, DirecTV couldn't handle the bandwidth for Sunday Ticket. I would be sitting in an airport trying to watch whatever game, and it'd be frozen or it wouldn't work. I would be in my house trying to put DirecTV Sunday Ticket on a device or whatever, and it wouldn't work. And you want to know what would happen? DirecTV, and I'm sure there are listeners out here who've received the same, I would get an apology email from DirecTV on Monday, and then I'd get a refund because they couldn't deliver what the hell I paid for, which is why YouTube is delivering. Because if there's one thing YouTube knows how to do, it's deliver stinking video over the internet. And so I don't think we'll have that problem into the future. Hey, do you have a question or a comment, Robbie? We're up against the break.
The reason I actually did call, man, I didn't know if you were going to talk about this at all, just a little bit about the Tennessee sanctions. $8 million fine, whatever. Cool, right? That's what it is. Jeremy Pruitt, 6-year show cause. I mean, he never should have been hired to begin with. That's on our administration. My point is, okay, so losing 36 scholarships. Honestly, man, why do I care about losing 36 scholarships? Because isn't there a thing called NIL now? Can't somebody magically, you know, create money for a walk-on to come onto the team? I mean...
Oh, correct. Well, Robbie, if you can wait, I'll put you on hold, okay? Don't move anywhere, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Robbie. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Yeah, the Tennessee Volunteers have been found to, let's just say, just uniquely bring in players in the past. And they've been fined $8 million for it. We'll talk about it on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressure to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I would suit up in my uniform and you're going out on patrol. What are we going to do tonight? Well, we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty